There we go.
Okay, so first order of business is roll call. And Deborah, will you start by saying your name and supervisor?
Deborah Arbogast.
Joy Lieberman.
Harold Williams.
Susan Glassman.
Terry Crow.
Edmund Acosta.
David Stokes.
Krista Van Herway.
Patrick Wall.
Thank you. The first order of business is to review and approve the minutes from the last meeting. And the minutes are there. They are in the packet that we just got, right?
Yes, they should be on top.
Okay. Should we take 30 seconds to review them? Probably a good idea. Would anyone like to move approval of the minutes?
So moved.
Second?
I'll second.
Any discussion or correction? Hearing none, move approval. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Nays? Okay. Minutes have been approved. Okay, is there any correspondence to share, Patrick?
None. We had another note from the food pantry, Operation Food Search, thanking us again for the contribution, but I think that was the only piece of correspondence this month.
Okay. And the Friends report?
The Friends did not meet this month. They had their trivia night last month. I would say it was a great success.
Yeah, was that a record, the amount of money they've raised?
I don't think so. I think they've had more in the past. They've had more attendees, slightly more, but it was a good turnout, and sales were great. And the library team almost won, so without me.
You lost on a tiebreaker.
Oh.
Yes.
So I'm no longer invited back on that team.
David, were you there?
No.
Okay.
No.
Because I know you, but when you go, do you usually play on the library team or another
team?
He's a winning team.
We haven't. We have a team, but we've never won the library one. The time or two we've done it, we've not won this one. It's hard. Too many books.
Yeah, the winning score was like 68.
That's a low score for a winner.
Yeah, you go to the other ones, it was like 98, so 68 is good.
Okay, and the council liaison report?
Man, you are moving this agenda along, aren't you? Look at that.
Because I think I have a little bit of a time bomb.
I'll be brief. How's that? A couple of things even just from the last time, the mock roundabout was approved, and it's actually going to come about in the not too distant future to see how the roundabout works. It'll be done probably, I would say, in the next. Probably in the next month, it'll come up and it'll be up for 30 days.
Do they do it with barricades? How do they do it?
They do it with, as I recall, there were going to be the little concrete.
Like asphalt or something?
Yeah, this is a $40,000 project, so it's a little bit, it's got a little bit of juice to it. So
the county wouldn't let them do it with barricades.
Correct. He knows this.
What does the county have a say anymore? That's no longer a county street.
Because it impacts the county road right here. Right past there is the county road, and they really are. I think we've all talked about. They really are concerned that this will back up Del Mar to Big Bend. That's their big concern about this right now. Is it's going to back up past?
They were also wrong for a decade on no parking along Del Mar here in the.
Yep.
Were wrong and wrong and wrong. And
so we'll see how this whole thing works out. But anyway, that should be coming up in the next month. You may not have seen, but Goodwill is planning on moving just a little bit east. They're taking the two. They bought the two building parcels that are just to the east of them. One of them is an old gas station. The other one has that huge cellular tower on the back of the property. The cellular tower will stay. All the buildings will be demolished, and Goodwill is putting up a new building there, and then they'll be selling their building. So, just so you know, that all got approved last night. For those of you who live out towards the west, the Kauffman tennis courts are the next ones that get redone. They start getting redone just a little bit later on this summer. We had a pretty split vote, if you will, one of the first times in a while on the budget, and the budget was approved 5-2. But the budget also had had a $3.8 million deficit that my colleagues voted for. So I did not vote for it. We have that conversation sometime later on, but that's a big chunk of cash is going out the door. So in the past,
well,
the next 12 months.
Again, I'm sorry. The amount
this is the largest deficit, a $3.8 million deficit. Mm-hmm. So the cash reserves are higher, but that's a lot of cash going out the door. So anyway, that was that. We had another interesting issue on the Suttermeyer home, and so that got a little play in the press. And other than that, the city council is probably only going to meet once during July and once during August. So it'll be a peaceful summer for all of us. If you want to see, if you don't care, here's the plot line for it. I think everyone knows where Goodwill is, but they're literally just moving 500 feet to the east is probably the best way to describe it, to the two lots that they just write down from them. So, yes.
Why did Paul Martin resign as city attorney?
I believe he had a conversation prior with the city manager, and his resignation was accepted. Yeah. My own personal would be that I think a number of people read all the activities that were going on in Ellisville, and I think some colleagues were surprised at the level of activity that the city attorney had in the actions taken in Ellisville. So, but he resigned, and his letter of resignation is actually available to the public if anybody ever wants to see it.
Did they hire anyone else?
We hired Katie Forster, who lives in University City and is with Krotzker and Ornsby. Am I saying that right? I think I'm saying that.
Katie, when did she get hired?
Katie got hired not at this meeting, but 2 weeks before.
I didn't know.
And I was one of the I was one of them that said I don't know her, and then I was kind of amazed at how many lawyers who evidently knew I was asking that question started picking up the phone saying, Terry, here, let me tell you about her. So she was there Monday night at the meeting as well. Her firm, Krotzer and Ornsby, has been doing the prosecutorial work. And then, but the distinction for us was not that the firm be the city attorney, but that she be the city attorney while she's working for them.
Approximately what percent of an FTE is the city attorney?
Oh, wow. That's on lawyer rates? Or what do you I mean, I would tell you that the...
Hours a week.
That's a good question. On the city, let me flip it back the other way. The city prosecutor is about, the prosecutorial services are about $3,000 to $3,500 per month for prosecutorial work. Mm-hmm. I would tend to think that our legal bills in the past for city attorney have definitely been $100,000 plus per year. And so whether that be, and by the way, that isn't always the Paul Martin, whoever it is. It could be using someone for some HR function. When the city did some downsizing, they had different people doing that type of work. That doesn't include any of the bond work that Gilmore and Bell has done on different things. This past year, one of the larger expenses would have been the creation of of whether or not we were going to do a joint development agreement with Olivet. And those fees that were going to Armstrong Teasdale when they were sizable. So, probably more than you wanted to know.
No.
Anything? I'm game for it. These are nice questions. I like these. Other than that, that's all I've got for you.
And any additional questions of the council liaison? Hearing none, we'll move on. Librarian's report.
First off, I guess I will start with introducing Edmund Acosta to those of you who haven't met him.
Welcome.
He will be joining the board as of the July meeting. And then Carl Seltzer, who many of you know, will be joining the board also. Excuse me, and this is a September meeting, since we will not have a meeting in July or August unless they're necessary for either the tax rate or for budget line adjustments if we don't get it right tonight. And then...
Who was another new person? Carl?
Carl Seltzer.
S-E-L-T-Z-E-R.
Former school board member.
Can I ask a question? Because I asked this on Monday night, and I apologize to ask the question, but your budget was changed Monday night by 30-some or $40,000. And when I asked the question of why was the library budget changed, they said that you guys requested a change.
Change from
on the
from the draft budget to the
from the 2 weeks ago to last night to Monday night's budget, your budget of expenditures went down by $30,000. When I asked the question that, and I just said, mm-hmm. why are these funds different? The response I got back was the library staff gave us the numbers and it went down. So I'm just trying to make sure all the loops get closed because I will check
and I haven't seen the one that was at the meeting on Monday. So
okay,
I'll
and I've got it sure when one. I'm done.
Sure.
But your budget was reduced by at least $30,000. And the flyback was that you guys had changed your numbers.
We had changed some of the numbers. I don't know. Yeah.
Was that because of the pension situation?
That one we don't control. So if that line went down, I mean, we were told it was going up to $70,000 this year. So I don't know.
I'll just give you my little sheet.
Okay.
That way you can just.
Okay. Thank you. And I'll talk to Tina tomorrow.
Yeah.
Okay. And the other thing, of course, is to thank David Stokes and Larry Nolan in his absence for their long years of support. Leadership here on the board. We'll miss you greatly. We thank you for your
I can't believe it's been 9 years.
I know.
Including an illegal third year as the chairman.
Oh, until we read the bylaws. we have, we get Larry and David each a cake over there.
Cool.
Thanking them.
Thank
and
you very much.
A small token of our appreciation.
Thank you, Patrick.
From last time, just
Oh wow! Oh, I love it. Thank you very much.
Yeah, it's neat.
It's nothing compared to what you give in the library. Yeah. We certainly appreciate it.
Yeah. Well, this is great.
That's the picture we took.
David.
We're not the best photographers around.
As acting president, I'd like to go on record on behalf of the board to thank David and Larry for what has been really outstanding service. They've both really contributed a lot based on their own interests and skills and the attention that they paid to business in this library. So personally and on behalf of the board, I want to thank you very, very much.
Thank you, sir.
And I'm sure that some city commission is going to grab you. So.
Oh, definitely. I'm definitely interested in that. Mm-hmm.
He put his dibs in on one of them already. I don't think that commission is going to exist, but that's a good one to go on to.
Which one's that?
The Olivet. I don't think. Well, it's just right now. It's just not moving anywhere. So.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Thank you, everyone. This is great.
Okay. So, is there anything more?
A couple of personnel notes besides me having a new daughter, one of our other staff members, Karen Hunt just had a baby boy.
Yeah.
And we have, thanks again to the city council and the city management, we have two wonderful young people working with us on the youth employment program this year. They're both very enthusiastic and hardworking, and we hope we will get some with them. We had a couple of illnesses that slowed us down on a couple of the items. So we're hoping everyone's feeling 100% recovered. We've had some strange health problems, but we're hoping that we're past that now. Big news, do you want to do it the same way we've been doing it, which is if anyone has any questions about the items in the information
yep.
category, I do have a couple of addendum, addenda, I guess. On state library news, we found out yesterday that state librarian Margaret Conroy has sort of had enough of the goings-on with the Secretary of State's office and has resigned. So we'll miss her greatly. She's been a real advocate for public libraries in the state of Missouri, and she's helped us, U-City Library, enormously. We were a little heartened to find out that her deputy director, Barbara Reading, who's also been just great, and someone we could always call for information or advice or help, is taking over as state librarian. That'll be effective July 5th. But Margaret Conroy is taking a position at St. Charles City County Library. She'll be the assistant director there. So that will be a big deal. So we're hoping, in the minutes from the NPLD meeting, some of the things that she told us that are coming up, they're no longer going to help with E-rate because it doesn't apply to most libraries in the state, but it does apply to U-City. We get about $9,000 a year in E-rate, and we do about many, many hours of filling out forms, and we were always calling the state library about that, but Mornet is taking that over on a little bit more full-time basis. We do not have the meeting room policy finished. That was the one where the two of the people who were working on that with us, who do the meeting rooms for us here at the library, have been ill, so we haven't quite finished that up. And I was out of town as well, so. And then on the discussion items, just happy to see that, the number of St. Louis City Library, St. Louis City patrons who come to the library went up again, and so that almost covered what we paid St. Louis County. Do you want to move on to the...
Yes.
Okay, the action items. Mm-hmm. And in the last page of the packet... besides
the packet or today's packet?
The today's packet. Besides the recommended line item transfers, I have the cost of the furniture. If you haven't seen the reupholstered chairs, we have the one in here before with the purple covering on it. It's now out on the floor along with the three other colors that we've chosen. So they're out there if you want to take a look at those. It would cost $14,880 to complete the job and reupholster all the chairs in the library. So,
How many chairs
is there? It's going to be a total of 35 chairs. And then several months ago, we had the Jenny chair, which was similar in shape to this, but when we got it here in the library and looked at it, the construction wasn't such that we thought it would be very durable here. We found this chair, which is made by a company called Flex Steel, and it's got a hardwood, plywood, and metal frame inside it, much more durable. This is the office chair height. For $10 more, we can also get some with the slightly shorter steel legs in the lounge chair height. So they would that would be $699 each, which is also significantly less than the $850 to $1,000 that they wanted for the Jenny chair. So this is the one we sort of like with this fabric. This is the fabric that Dallas had found for that. It looks really nice out on the floor. We'd wanted to get 12 of these for the sort of under the skylight area there around the display case. And then the other item, this is the title of the table that Sue Pershnicki had found for us. It's a Herman Miller table. It rolls and the table flips down, has a half flip down for storage, and you slide them all together. Right now, as I know, anyone who's been in the auditorium knows, when we have a big event, we've got a lot of the space is taken up by the tables, which no longer fold. So we wanted to get 15 total tables to replace the ones in the auditorium and the ones in the meeting room, all of which are starting to sort of fall apart, be laminated, and no longer fold up. The total, we had put aside $50,000 for all of the furniture in this year's budget. The total for the tables and all the chairs would be $36,913. We'd already spent some of that on the sofas and the chairs we've already done. And on the tables, the bid we got was $747 each. We since we found them for $585 each. With the black legs, unfortunately that sale ended on Monday. They told us that they could probably hold that price for us through tomorrow. So I put the higher price that Herman Miller charges for them in the on the sheet, and that was the $709 each.
She's saying it should be what? 500?
585. Yeah. So we're hoping we'll still be able to get that.
It says 602 in the old pack.
The 602 was with the silver leg, and then when we found the black leg, okay, it was 585. I think it was something like 8,000, less than 200 for all of them with shipping. But we went ahead and put the $10,635 in there in case they wouldn't have that price.
So any additional questions of staff about these purchases? And you need a motion to approve?
Yeah, we need a motion to approve probably each part.
Okay.
Reupholstery.
So do I hear a motion to approve the expenditure on and the choice of reupholstery of the chairs?
Move the table. Upholstery looks great.
Yeah, it's beautiful. Yeah, very nice choice.
My second.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? Okay. And do I hear a motion on the purchase of the tables?
Just strongly encourage the staff to push to get the $585 price.
Yes,
I mean,
definitely.
It would seem ridiculous that they wouldn't hold the sale price for another,
yeah,
till now.
So let's add that to the motion. Do we want the staff to let us know in an email whether they've been able to get the more favorable price?
Well, I'll definitely let you know. What we've done sometimes, what the board had done sometimes in the past in situations like this is approve up to a dollar amount.
Okay. Well, I mean, I assume we're approving it if for some reason we can't get the favorable price. We just encourage you to use your charm.
Dallas will use his charm. So
yeah, I'll make a motion to approve up to $10,635, but again, in the strongest terms, encourage the staff to get that lower price. Yeah. And if they can't get the lower price, to consider other options.
All right.
Okay. Shoot us an email to let us
know
where this is. Okay. And the other item.
Well, nobody seconded or approved
sorry.
That.
Is there a second with that? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. Okay. And then another action item is a line item adjustment to the.
And then we still have the
flex steel chairs.
Oh, okay. Is there a motion to approve the purchase of the flex steel chairs?
That'll be 12 chairs.
12 chairs at that time. Is there a motion to approve?
So moved.
Second. Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. Sorry about that. Now the line item adjustment to the 2012-2013 budget.
And that would be moving $17,890 from line 8001, the capital outlay, to the professional services, since we're not using the money to purchase new chairs, but rather paying someone to reupholster the old chairs. We were told by finance that that would be not a capital outlay.
Is there a motion to approve that change?
So moved.
Second.
I'll second.
Okay. Any discussion, questions about why that's necessary? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. You guys have it. Thank you. Okay. So now, was a president's report left in your care?
There was not.
Okay. Okay.
So there was a committee report.
There is a committee. So who is going to give the committee report?
And not go out with a bang. You have a committee report and everything. We met, Louise and I met with Patrick and Krista last week just to review the various policies that the library board, the library has. And we're going to start with the first one. I believe we received one policy for review. We have about a little bit less, policies, and Patrick and Chris are going to launch an effort with the board to review one each month to make sure they're current and relevant and concise and not things that should be adjusted or dropped.
Mm-hmm. So that's going to take 2.5 years or something. Is that fast enough?
Well, it would be an ongoing process. As soon as we finished, we would just
start rolling again.
Yeah.
Most of these policies are perfectly fine for now.
But I mean, I guess if you wanted, we could be 2 a month, for example. And what's the preference of the staff?
I think we're fine with 1 a month.
Okay.
Give us a chance to go over and make any minor changes we think are necessary. We've got, I think, the records policy, record retention policy, and.
That's pretty much mandated, isn't it?
Yeah, we're just going to be following state law on that.
And there are a couple we're going to put together, like we had an internet policy and a wireless policy. I mean, obviously those could be
just combined.
So we'll get it down to a few policies.
Okay.
So we had a good meeting, and we adopted that. I was able to launch my diatribe against over-policification, which isn't a word, and that you feel free to actually trust our staff to make adult decisions in various cases. Not have to have a policy for every possibility under the sun. So,
yep.
So I would encourage you in my absence to continue with that.
Yeah. Great. Okay. So, any old business? I have an item of old business, I think, which is the strategic planning work that we started started working on that we started working on some months ago, and kind of there was just not time to and I would just with the new board members coming on and hiatus for the summer, I just want some ideas from people as to what should I mean, is there sufficient interest in as a board looking at those issues? We spent a Saturday morning. I think we did some good work, but we sort of dropped it. I think there were some very interesting ideas in that.
Do you want to see if we can schedule a meeting over the summer or sometime? I mean, that sometimes it's difficult to get
enough
people.
It's difficult, or should we wait till September? What's people's preference? The people who met that morning were?
I was there.
And
Louise.
Yeah,
Louise. Yeah. David, you were there, weren't you? Were you there that morning?
I think Larry. Was Larry there, or was Larry not able?
Larry
wasn't able.
Okay, so it was you and Louise and myself and staff.
Mm-hmm.
Deborah, what do you think?
I would think it would be nice to, I agree with you. I mean, it just kind of, we had some great ideas and we just really haven't followed up. So it would be nice to at least maybe meet or disseminate some information to the new board members.
Uh-huh.
So when we start in September, we could maybe kind of jump on something.
Okay.
I don't know, I mean, maybe we could pare down, because we had a lot of ideas.
We had a lot of ideas, and also following that, staff generated a lot of information.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So
Patrick, do you think maybe you guys could decide what would be feasible to look at right now, or what would maybe take a few of those, and then we could maybe kind of go running with them in September?
Yeah, give people, and as well as some of the background stuff from the surveys, give people some homework over the summer since you got 2 months off, and then maybe in September we can either have a special meeting or something. I think it's probably going to be too hard to schedule over the summer.
Yeah.
And so with Carl, will we have our full complement?
We have one other appointment to be made, and I've been told that Councilmember Price has got someone in mind.
Okay.
That going to
so hopefully by midsummer, mm-hmm. there'll be a full complement. That'll be a good way to sort of part of orientation. And, okay, that was my item. New business?
the question, though. What happens to the used furniture? The furniture is going to be replaced.
This will be, we're reupholstering it all.
It's a real...
The tables...
The tables, right.
We've had to discard a couple of them so far. I would guess that we would probably see if someone wanted to give us, you know, some small amount of money for them. They're very old and...
How many do we have?
We have got 14, I think, left. Maybe 12 left. Because we had the 15 and we've gotten rid of at least two of them.
Wow. Okay.
That just, one that totally delaminated and one that just was no longer stable. So. But we'd see what we can do with those. See if somebody wants to give us $5 each for them or something.
Adult decisions.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Well, is there a motion to adjourn?
So
moved. Second.
Thanks, Bagel just made that motion.
He just seconded it, right?
That was fast.
Okay. This could be a record.
See, now how
I'm going to say, wow.
Wow.
Yeah.
just a reminder, the Tuesday, June 18th, is the last in that series of three trustee training workshops. We'll be viewing a webinar doing it online Tuesday, June 18th, 3 p.m. here at the library, if anyone cares to join us for that. And this one's about tax levy setting, which not that, there's nothing on the horizon for that, so.
It's a reassessment year. You'll have your
I guess I was thinking of going out for a voted increase in the tax.
True.
But it might just be on the day to day stuff, the year to year stuff.
Right.
So.
Don't you think I should?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
He's president.
Oh my gosh, Jim.